Welcome back, Terrapins. This is Chris Lavoie, Director of Athletics with the Terps for Life podcast. Today we have a special guest, Michael Frazier, who was a Tampa native at one point in time at Plant High School, later transferred to Montverde Academy, and went on to have a great career at the University of Florida underneath Coach Donovan for 3 years. And back at that point in time, once you hired an agent, you declare for the draft, Michael, you didn't get drafted. At that point, you couldn't go back and play college ball. Mm-hmm. So then things don't quite go as planned. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that looked like, what relentless means to you, mm-hmm. and kind of how'd you push through that?
I mean, now that I have been a professional for going into my seventh year now, I realize, like, I really understand that nothing ever goes as planned. But at 20, 21 years old, you don't really, when you've had all this success and you haven't had to really battle through any adversity yet, any real life adversity, you don't really get that concept. So going undrafted, when you couldn't go back to school, it was kind of like, okay, you know, what's next? What do I do now? How do I continue to move forward? And how can I still be successful? So, I mean, now if you look at it, if you look at the statistics of it, a lot of players that are in the NBA now were undrafted players. Those are the guys that make it, because you have to have a certain type of grit and certain type of relentlessness to you, to your character, to continue to go and push through when things aren't going your way instead of just giving up. You know, guys that go drafted are guys that have been highly touted players, have had all this success, no adversity. Once you hit a wall, you don't know how to deal with it. So you just give up, you give in. And a lot of guys that went drafted in my class aren't playing anymore. They're not in the NBA. They haven't. I mean, I've had the luxury to play with Hall of Fame guys. Like, I was on the Houston Rockets for 2 years with Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Eric Gordon, these guys that are going to be, you know, three of those guys are going to be Hall of Famers for sure. Got a chance to be on the same court as LeBron James and play against him and, you know, the playoffs. So, like, these are experiences that I'll be able to tell my kids. And if you would have told me, you know, going undrafted that night, like, I would have all of the experiences by the time I'm 27, I would have looked at you like you were crazy. But, like I said, you have to just keep going. You have to, you know, get knocked down 7 times and get up 8 times. Like, you have to do things that you don't like to do, like you love them. You know, I think that's really the key to this. And that can be applied to anything in life. If you want something bad enough, you're going to have failure. You're going to have adversity. You're going to have roadblocks. But you got to find a way, something in yourself that won't allow you to quit, that won't allow you to stop. And I think that's what I did. I had a great support system in my family, my dad, like we spoke about. But I think, you know, I just kind of within myself just wanted it so bad. And I didn't really care about what other people thought. I never really been that guy to really hang my hat on people's opinion of me. You know, I'm just going to, whatever I want, I'm going after it full heartedly, no matter what happens. You know, I go into it not thinking I'm going to fail, but knowing that if I do, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing through. So I think, you know, that's the biggest thing that kind of just helped me get to where I am now.
Well, I read an article about you recently, which started when you were 12 years old. You tried out for a basketball team and you were cut. That's when you probably had your first major setback or failure in life. Mm-hmm. At 12 years old, was that something that really hit hard for you? Were you old enough at that age to kind of understand what that failure meant? And did it come from you or your dad that pushed you to be relentless and say, nope, let's just go work harder?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both, because at 12, I was still a 12-year-old kid. You know, that's going to hurt. It definitely hit a nerve there. And I was like, I told my dad, all right, I don't want to do this anymore, you know? But he didn't let me quit. He was like, no, if you really want this, you told me you really wanted it. You really want to pursue this. So we're going to pursue it. We're going to go and we're going to work harder than ever. We're going to go just lock in for an entire year. Next time this year, we're going to try it again. The next year, same time, we tried out. I was the best player on the team. But the process that we went through when I was 12, 13 years old, I would wake up at 5:30 in the morning before middle school. We would go shoot for an hour before school. I would go to school the whole day. He would pick me up from school. We would go back to the gym, and we would work out for another hour. And then I would go home, have dinner, do my homework, wake up, do the same thing. And we did that for an entire school year, entire summer. We would do 3 days. We would go to the gym 3 times a day. and shoot. And then when the time came to try for the team again, I was the best player. So that's what kind of really propelled me. It really took my confidence to another level. It took my game to another level. And that's what kind of just molded me into the, you know, the man that I am today, and just hanging my hat on being the hardest worker in the room, doing whatever it takes to get an edge on your opponent. Things like that I've carried that my dad instilled in me at 12 years old. You know, if you want something bad enough, you're going to have to work harder than anybody else for it. You might not have the most talent. You might not be the tallest. You might not be the fastest. And I never was any of those things, but I was always the hardest worker. So those guys that had the more talent than me, they kind of washed away. Even when we were younger and, you know, there was a debate about, oh, who's better, who's this, who does that. My name was very rarely called, but I always, statistically wise, I always held my own. I always was up there because people didn't understand the type of work that me and my dad were putting in behind the scenes. They just saw when it came time for the games, how I was shooting the ball, how I was scoring the ball. They didn't understand the years of work that I had. Even when I got to college, people seeing that I'm having all the success shooting the ball and everything. This started when I was 12 years old. So people are just seeing a 6-year, 7-year process. Now I'm 18, 19, all that work is coming to fruition. But I've had to, you know, put all these hours in and, you know, sacrifice and be disciplined and not have a normal, you know, a regular kid's life at 12, 13, 14 years old. I was not a regular kid. I was not a regular high school kid. You know what I mean? So I was trying to do something different. So you have to work differently. You can't want to have extraordinary results doing ordinary things. You know, I couldn't be an ordinary kid wanting to have different results, extraordinary results. And that my dad was the one that really explained that to me. So I had to sacrifice. And to me, it was worth it, you know, because I'm where I always wanted to be as a kid. Like, after everything that I've been through, all the adversity I've gone through, I'm happy to be where I am. And I feel like I've had, you know, I mean, tremendous experiences with the game of basketball. It's introduced me to people that I would have never met otherwise. I mean, I've been around people that are going to be mentioned as greats, you know. So for me, it was all worth it. It's all been worth it up to this point.
And you mentioned two words there, work and success. And there's a riddle that I heard today on the Success Hotline with a mentor and good friend of mine, Dr. Rob Gilbert. The riddle goes, tell me where success comes before work. And the answer is the only time that success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Dictionary, yep.
Right? So, mm-hmm. You know, and you just said how much you worked your tail off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, success doesn't just happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the success doesn't happen by accident. Success leaves clues. And those clues are usually hard work at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you learned at 12 years old, you know, through a great mentor, you know, being your dad, that, you know, you can't just show up and expect success to happen. That you have to put in the time and you have to put in the work. And a lot of people say that that's a sacrifice. And I'm like, it's not really a sacrifice. It's a choice that you're making because you know where you want to go. Mm-hmm. Michael Frazier, we thank you. Terrapins, make sure you join us tomorrow as we have day 2 with Michael Frazier. Terrapins, go be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.